Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is soon to come.
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Radio. Your program is The Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to come back again on this morning, bringing you back a repeat of last evening program. I was dissatisfied in the recording of that take, and so I decided that I would come back and do it again. Only what you do for God is going to last. Hallelujah. I just thank those of you that are up and moving around on this morning. I hope and pray that you had a restful night on last evening. And I just thank God for you being able to tune in on this morning. Hope and pray that all is well in your family circle. And I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Those of you that has lost loved ones on last evening, on this morning, our condolences and our prayers go out to you and you around the spectrum. I am so delighted to be able to come into your workspace, come into your living room area, and then being able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. I just thank God for your loyal and faithful digital listeners on this morning. And as always for our state, God have line in wait, a blessing engraved with your name on it. We have some numbers here on the monitor. At completion of this program, we are accepting prayer petitions, and you are welcome to call in to the studio. Those numbers are 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. Those numbers again are 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. 598-8654. And you are welcome to call in at the completion of this program for your prayer request. Hallelujah. We're going to go down in prayer. We do that at the beginning of each program. We acknowledge the one and the only, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer on this morning. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for sending us together in unity once again around the spectrum. Father God, for we know that this earthly planet is not our eternal destination. But we know that you have line in wait for those of us that are living according to your will, according to your command, and according to your way. You have line in wait, a mansion that's not built by mortal man, but you are its architect and you are its creator. And until you come through that cloud one historical day, be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you, Father God, to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word to those who may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you, Father God, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we shall all say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I will be with you 30 minutes on the clock this morning. And we're just going back and kind of taking a refresher course on last evening recording. I was displeased with the outcome of that recording, and I decided that I would come back again. You know, only my best for God will do, because that's what he gives me. He give unto me his best, and I can't give him nothing less but my best for him in return. And so we're going to go right now on into our scheduled program. And I sermon on this morning entitled, Running from God, Enjoying the World. I want to run that by you one more time. Running from God, enjoying the world. Hallelujah. And we'll be taking our first key scripture from the law of Hebrews 3:15. And it reads like this. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in rebellion. That's found in the law of Hebrews 3:15. Hallelujah. And you might ask, why do people run away from God? And I would say, I believe that it's because of anger, disappointment, despair, disobedience, a wave of rebellion woven from our own desires. We find out in the book of Jonah, we look at a prophet who rejected God's call to deliver the word to the people of Nineveh. In the first chapter, we read that Jonah deliberately headed for Tarshish to run away from the Lord. He knew exactly where he was going and why. After being given a second chance, Jonah delivers God's message, but rejected angrily when the Lord spared the repentant city. We know that the book ends with the Lord speaking to Jonah about his compassion. Should I not pity Nineveh? But there is no indication that this grown prophet changed his attitude. We find out that the people of Nineveh repented. Jonah did not. The story of Jonah should cause each of us to be honest about our feelings toward the Lord. Do we harbor resentment for his lethargy toward people? We feel deserved judgment. Have we forgotten that God hadn't forgiven us? Are we ready to obey his call and leave the outcome to him? We find out in the story of Jonah, it illuminates our reaction to God and measures our willingness to trust him when we can't understand his ways. And our prayer should be, Lord, I know it's sometimes it's hard to trust the Lord when you don't understand. But fight the urge to run from him so we reach out and take his hand. We know that he pleases God best who trusts him most. And we know that we should trust God in the fullness thereof. We should never doubt God nor his word. For God is a spiritual deity, of his word. And every jot of his word is true. Hallelujah. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Hallelujah. And we know that we find out sometimes the way of others' lives seem far attractive and exciting than our Christian life. We're tempted to disobey God's command or compromise principles from his word. But we are called to live each day with self-discipline and spiritual discernment. The Apostle Paul said, walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. That's found in the law of Ephesians 5 and 15. We need to ask the Lord for help so that we'll see situations through his eyes and make wise choices. As we obey and stay within his limits, we will find true joy and everlasting satisfaction. We know that living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free, this is the pathway of blessings for you and for me. We know that the wise God's limits, fools know no bounds. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I am reminded in the 1960s, I believe, there was an article about a poor young man. He resided from the slums, and he joined the army. His parents, both mom and dad, had died before he was the age of about 15, I think. And he had no idea what the future held for him. But while he was in the army, he became very successful. He felt very secure in his position in life, but he had spiritual bankrupts. About 6 years later, one of his friends had attended a crusade, and he brought back some gospel tracts that he had read. And so his fellow Conrad, hallelujah, he had introduced God to him. And he, in return, had given God his life. Hallelujah. And then, several years after that, God had been dealing with this young man. And his greatest challenge in his life was God calling upon his life. And God had urged him to resign. Hallelujah. From his army post and to enter into the ministry. And the call was very clear and persistent. But the young man was unwilling to leave the army for the fear of losing all the comfort and security that he had enjoyed. Now, in our reading of today, we know that God is calling us to hate the world. But yet we find many of us, like this individual, find it very difficult to obey this call because we're caught up in the attraction of this world. While we claim all in the same token to love Jesus, we are so comfortable and secure that we fail to follow him in the end. We no longer stand out as Christians, but we fit into the world. Because of our carnality, we compromise our Christian witnesses. But God has called us to hate the world. Choose to be different. Hallelujah. To choose to stand out. And in order to stand out, we must be willing to give up the short-term safety the world promises. But we know that the eternal benefit of God offers us, as John declared, the world passes away and the lust thereof. He that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to go now unto the second key scripture on this morning. And it reads like this. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. That's found in the law of Ephesians. Hallelujah. 5:15. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we give your name the glory. We give your name the praise on this morning. Not for what you do, God, but for who you are. And our sermon on this morning again is running from God, enjoying the world. We know that there's also another individual by the name of Pharaoh. He was stubborn, and he refused to let God's people go, despite of numerous plagues. That's found in the law of Exodus 5:9. And it was only after the seventh plague that Pharaoh began to relent. Pharaoh was foolish to harden his heart against God. Yet, look at who hardens their heart in the wilderness. Hebrews 3:15-16 say, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in rebellion. For who having heard rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? Even though those who had seen God's deliverance from slavery in Egypt rebelled against him. And we know today as well, we rebel from God's warning. Hallelujah. We also know, hallelujah, that in today's society, we need to ponder whether God is speaking to us. Could it be that we are clinging to some toy and refusing to let him be Lord of our lives? And if that be the case, I would urge you to pray this prayer. Dear Lord, help us when we don't know what to do. Help us most all when we know what to do but don't want to do it. May it never be said that we cling tightly to what that pleases you. Amen. And we know that God must rule our hearts if our feet are to walk in his way. And I'm here to encourage you that are out there in my podcast listening audience on this morning. What is it that the world has that has you spellbound? Is it your status quo? Is it your colleagues? Is it the power and prestige that you represent? Is it your position? Hallelujah. In the company. Hallelujah, Jesus. Is it your fortune and fame? And if any of those are the key elements of what's keeping you in the world, I would challenge you this morning, for you don't know what the next moment, the next minute, the next hour, the next day, the next week, the next month, the next year hold for you. For the word of God says to seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. And if I were you, I was out there in the pardons of my sins. First thing that I would do would be to acknowledge to God that I am a sinner and that I have sinned before thee. And I would ask God for forgiveness of all the sin that I have committed. And just as swiftly as you have asked God for forgiveness, God will put your sins in the sea of forgetfulness to remember them anymore. Hallelujah. Because it is not worth your eternity life to spend in what God called the bottomless pit. And we're talking about an eternity of fire and brimstone. That's a fire that the firemen do not have the power to distinguish. They cannot put it out. Because it's God doing and God doing alone. You will not be dead in Hades, but you will be much alive. And you will be tormented in this flame of fire. And you can read about the rich man that went to hell. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes. Today is the appointed time for you of salvation. And I wouldn't put it off another minute or another second. You can lift your hands right where you're standing, right where you're sitting, right even where you are lying down. And lift your hands toward heaven. And just say, God, forgive me of my sins. I have acknowledged that I'm a sinner. I want you to invite you into my heart to live and dwell, to be my Lord and Savior, to be the ruler over my soul. Hallelujah. And it's done instrumentally. Because I tell you, the world is just a world of fantasy, a world of make-believe. For the world and all of its fantasy will soon pass away. But after this life lies the next life, the life that God has prepared for those that are living according to his will, according to his way, and according to his command. God has an eternal destination. And God said in his word, choose ye this day who you're going to serve. For you can't serve both God and Satan all at the same time. Light cannot walk hand in hand with darkness. And you will love one and despise the other. And Jesus Christ proved his love for you and I when he went to Calvary cross, suffered inhumane death as no one ever had done in the history of time. Jesus went on that rugged cross, pierced in his side with a spear, nails in his hands, his feet both crossed. Nail went from the top of his foot down to the last layer of skin. Crown of thorn placed upon his head. 39 stripes was placed upon his backside for you and I. God proved that he loved you and I by dying on Calvary Cross. And the least you and I can do is to prove that we love God in return by living the remainder of our life living for Christ. I promise you, you will be glad that you did. Because nobody in their rightful psychological mind wants to go to hell. For it is 10 times as hot. And I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit numbers. But God declared that there will be gashing of teeth. There will be hollering with no end in sight. So if I were you on this morning, I would make Jesus my choice. And before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and to impact your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. This program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God. If you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. And if there be any prayer petitions, we have 2 minutes and 45 seconds left remaining. You are welcome to call into the station if you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf. You're most certainly welcome to call in. The lines are open for your convenience. And if there be none prayer petitions to present unto the Lord, then until we come across these highways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. I will allow the completion of this selection to bring our program to its closure. Bye for now.
Somebody tell them, you.